Hello, this is Rabbi David Rosenbaum of Young Israel Shomrei Emunah in Silver Spring, Maryland. Thank you for joining us for our second installment of Thoughts on Hanukkah. Just to follow through on what we discussed yesterday, this idea of the darkness, of the lack of clarity of the relationship between Israel and God, that darkness, that exile, so to say, can happen even when the Jews are living in the Holy Land. Rav Friedlander points out a famous comment by the Ramban. The Ramban says that the book of Shmos, the book of Exodus, is very much about galus and geula, exile and redemption. Okay, so we understand the Jewish people are slaves in a foreign land of Egypt. We understand that's exile. They're liberated. So in the Ramban's model, the redemption comes when the Jewish people come to Har Sinai to accept the Torah in the desert. Isn't that interesting that that's what we see as the redemption? If we would talk about Geula, most of us associate Geula, redemption, with coming to the land of Israel. So theoretically, the Ramban should have said, no, the redemption was supposed to be when they all went into the land of Israel, and then unfortunately they sinned, and the, you know, that generation had to stay in the land, and we don't even really read about them actually going into the land of Israel in the Chumash itself. We have to wait until the prophets. But the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban says that the closure of the exile is the experience at Har Sinai, and by extension, a famous thought of the Ramban, the Mishkan, this portable temple that they create in the desert to recreate the Sinai experience, because both the Sinai, the Mount Sinai, and the Mishkan are both very much about capturing this special relationship with God. And wherever they are physically, that's a very powerful thing. That's a very meaningful thing. That's redemption in its own right. And heaven forbid, you could also have, wherever they are, if they're not in spiritual clarity, they're in exile, even if they're sitting in the land of Israel. There's a famous idea cited by many Midrashim when talking about the Syrian Greeks, those who came before them, those who came after them, when the Torah discusses some of the sons of Noah, Noach. It says, Yaft Elokim Liefes V'yishkon Bo'al Hashem, that God, you've given a beautiful thing to Yefes, but God will reside in the tents of shame. The Jewish people come from shame, and the Syrian Greeks come from Yefes. And there's this idea based on this verse that so much of this culture of the Syrian Greeks and, you know, during a similar time period, Roman culture, of wisdom and the tremendous beauty of art and culture is a very special thing, is a very beautiful thing. Yaft Elokim Liefes. God has given them a great expanse. And yet, it's not the same thing as the Jewish approach. And what many commentators point out, among them Rav Chaim Friedlander, is that the Hanukkah story is very much about a struggle between seeing things through the eyes of nature and seeing things through the eyes of God and through the eyes of a spiritual meaning. And of course, as we know, those two things are not mutually exclusive. One can gain a great appreciation for God through an understanding of nature, but the question is, what does one emphasize? And so this is this famous idea that the Syrian Greeks wanted to capture Judaism as a fascinating culture, but not a religion, not a faith set. And that's this famous thing that some of the practices that they tried to stop the Jews from performing during this story, the practices of Shabbos, keeping the Sabbath, and the practice of Bris Milah, circumcision. And what both of these are about is something very special and unique. Bris Milah is a person places a sign on their bodies. Shabbos is a person believes there's a special sign, there's a special message in a specific point in time, and these speak to a Jewish mission, and that the Yevanim couldn't handle. You want to have fascinating intellect, you want to have fascinating culture, we'll talk, we'll put you on display, but you want your life to revolve around these things, and you want to be focused on things that the human intellect can't necessarily grasp. That's where we're baffled by you. And in a sense, we're somewhat intimidated by you. And the Mefarshim explain that very struggle between Yafta Elokim Liefes Vishkom Bo Ali Shem is what the struggle of the Hanukkah story is all about. Maybe we'll talk about it a little more tomorrow. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.